When our scripture readings this morning tell us things like one's speech discloses the bent of one's mind, and from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Perhaps one could say, okay, Lord, I get it. Is it time to take an honest look at the words that come out of my mouth? Particularly if the words that come out of my mouth are not words that anyone should be saying. Is it time to take an honest look at our language? So I think it's good to clarify, not all bad words are the same. We might call it all profanity or cursing or vain language or vulgar language. But it's worth making some distinctions. So at the risk of oversimplifying it, I think it is important to divide bad language into two groups. The first group, which I think you could say is the more serious, is what the second commandment is all about: taking the name of the Lord in vain. And it means exactly what it sounds like. To do something in vain means that it has no purpose, no benefit. And so to take the name of the Lord in vain means to use the name of God, and by extension, the Virgin Mary, the saints, or heaven, or anything holy, to no real benefit. The risk of saying, oh my God, so casually, or even more casually to shorten it to three letters, is to take something so great and so profound and use it in kind of a throwaway sentence. Or if you're going to shout the name Jesus Christ, shout it because you're praying or praising, not because you're angry or hurt or surprised. The second group could be called profanity or cussing or foul language, whatever you want to call it. It's not using the name of the Lord at all, but rather using words in an offensive way. So what are some examples? Father, are you serious? It's a good thing we had children's dismissal this morning, right? No, I don't need to give examples, because you and I hear them enough. It might be words that refer to a sexual act, which is good and holy, but we use them in a way that's demeaning or hateful. There are words that refer in a negative way to someone's race or gender or same-sex attraction. There are words that are just vulgar and crass. And I don't believe, as some people do, that there's a difference between saying these words because I hit my thumb with a hammer versus saying these words because I'm mad at someone. Or saying these words because I'm just joking around. Or saying these words to hurt someone. I don't want to be around you in either case. Sirach said it so clearly in the first reading. One's speech discloses the bent of one's mind. And I've come to believe that there are basically two groups: those who cuss a lot and those who almost never cuss or never do. And not a lot in between. Now, you might disagree, but that's my experience. And I also think that there's a correlation between those two groups and listening to music or watching movies with a lot of profanity. If you don't want to say that language, chances are you don't want to hear that language either. I've also come to believe that this sin, more than many other sins, is all about habits. You look at sins like stealing or vandalism or adultery, which can have elements of a habit, even an addiction, but they're very much a choice. I'm going to steal this thing that doesn't belong to me. A choice. But I believe, and again, it's just my belief, that taking the name of the Lord in vain or using profanity, those two, is much more about habit. That's why you have those who do it all the time and those who almost never do it. But if it is about a habit, then that means that it is a habit that can be broken. In 40 days, maybe? It means making conscious decisions over and over about the words that I say. Now, of course, it can be so tempting to split hairs. Well, what if I say another word that sounds similar, but it's different? What if I say it and no one's around? Well, I don't think Jesus is inviting us to split hairs when he says in the gospel, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. St. Thomas Aquinas says that virtue is a good habit of the mind that disposes us to act. And so there's something virtuous about being conscientious of the words we say, not taking the name of the Lord in vain, and not using crass words that are hurtful and offensive, but to rather have the intention that the words we say will bless God and build others up.